Good morning. My name is Brad Sprague, and this is City Daily. Several years ago, I was introduced to the idea of a spiritual longing statement, and it has been one of the most meaningful things in my spiritual life. It answers the question simply, what do I long for in my relationship with God? One of my favorite verses comes from Psalms 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? So, where does a spiritual longing come from in our life? Well, I want to suggest three different things. One, it comes from our story. And one of the things that I have most enjoyed doing for myself and helping others with is creating a spiritual timeline. And to do this, I use a poster board and some different colored post-it notes. And I simply begin to ask the question, who are the people and what are the events that have shaped my life spiritually? So I get four different colors of post-it notes: blue for the chapter titles, yellow for positive experiences or people, and pink for painful events or experiences, and then green to capture insights from these different chapters of my story. Then I would encourage you, if you desire to do this, to prayerfully think through your story and just begin to either list or go ahead and start capturing on those post-it notes people, events, and experiences that have shaped your life. Then try to create 5 to 6 chapters. Chapters that have your own titles, that would be the chapters of your life on those blue post-it notes. And then, as you look at the different people, events, and circumstances that have shaped your life, ask God for insights into your spiritual journey. What did you learn about Him? What did you learn about how you best grow? What did you learn from those painful, life-shaping experiences? And how did you tend to view God? What was your image of Him like? If you'd like more help on this, I'd be glad to help you. I'll give you my email a little bit later. So your story is one of the places that you can begin to identify your longing statement. A second place is scriptures that have been most meaningful to you in your walk with God. Mine is Psalms 23, where the psalm is, "The Lord is my shepherd." And that passage is what I tend to go to when I'm trying to just focus on the Lord and who He is and who I am in relationship to Him. So reflect on what would be some of those life-giving scriptures that have been important in your journey with God. Those will begin to inform your longing statement. And the third thing is, where do I best connect with, where and how do I best connect with God? Now, there is an assessment that is incredibly helpful, that is part of Pathways, I believe. But I would be glad to send you that exercise if you would like. But in this series of questions, as you begin to answer them, you begin to realize that there are some ways that you better connect with God than others. And there are 7 different areas from this exercise. One is some people draw near to God through nature. Other people draw near to God through their senses, what they taste, what they see, what they smell, what they hear. Others, it would be through ritual and symbols. For others, it would be solitude and simplicity. For others, drawing near to God looks like caring for and serving others. And for others, it would be adoration and heartfelt devotion. And then finally, for some people, it would be through our minds, through the learning, through the reflection, through the deep thinking. How is it that you best draw near to God? So again, I can send you this assessment if you like. My email is bradsprague, Sprague, @cox.net. So in conclusion, get still, alone, and ask yourself, what is it that I most long for in my relationship with God? And then listen. Ask the Lord to give you some insights on this. I'd like to read my spiritual longing statement that I created or recreated just recently. It says, walking with my shepherd in recreating environments fully surrendered where intimacy brings peace, freedom, joy and contentment, and a God-defined identity. So those come out of a lot of processing and thinking through, but anyway, God bless you. It's been a privilege to share with you this morning.